Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
God works in and through the difficulties and problems that confront you in ways that you seldom see except in retrospect. That's when you look back and say, "Oh, now I can see the hand of God leading, guiding, and protecting, but I certainly didn't see it at the time." Right. That's why your hindsight is so much better than your foresight. Looking back, you have 20/20 vision. But staring trouble and difficulty in the face, you're completely blind. That was true of a young man, probably in his late teens, whose jealous, hateful brothers decided to kill him, then make his death look like an accident. That's when an older brother with more sense pleaded for his life. "There's no need to get rid of him," said Judah. "We can sell him to slave traders, take his coat, dip it in blood, make his death look like an accident. We'll get rid of him, pocket a little money, and spare his life." You can read about this true story in Genesis 37 in the Old Testament of your Bible. The lad who was the victim was Joseph, and as he trudged towards Egypt with bound hands and shackled feet, his mind must have been filled with confusion and turmoil. Joseph didn't know what was happening. God did. True, Joseph had brought some of his problems on himself. Yet as part of God's design, he was to become the prime minister of Egypt. And when famine later struck his homeland, he was in a position to save their lives, thus trading good for evil. Looking back, Joseph told them, "As far as I am concerned, God turned into good what you meant for evil. For he brought me to this high position that I have today so that I could save the lives of many people." If you had God's perspective, if you could see the end of the dark tunnel as he does, how different would be the trials and the difficulties of life? Question: how concerned is God really when you face trouble? Surprising as this may be to you, over 129 times the Bible mentions trouble. Often God is mentioned in relationship to the testimonies of those who turn to him in the times of trouble. Nahum, the 6th century B.C. prophet, wrote, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him." Notice that he makes three statements. First, he affirms God is good, not an impotent, disinterested deity out there somewhere. Rather, Nahum affirms his belief in the personal goodness of the living God. He says that in the day or time of trouble, God is a stronghold. He uses a military word, which means an armed fortress, a place of safety where your enemies can't get to you. Difficulty and trouble often drive us to God, sometimes, though, as a place of last resort. Remember the old aphorism, "There are no atheists in foxholes." Then he says, "God knows those who are trusting in him." Now David affirmed the same truth when he wrote, "In the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling." Question: how do you handle trouble? Those who have a strong belief in God are not spared difficulties or troubles, but they survive them better because they see the hand of the shepherd who walks with them through the long and difficult hours and ultimately takes them up on the other side. If you haven't found an anchor in the loving God of the Bible, get to know him. He is the key to your surviving difficulty and trouble, and God will use it to make you a better person instead of a bitter person.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.